What is up, podcast fans? Welcome back to another episode. I hope y'all are hungry, because today we are counting down the top five best fast food restaurants. You heard that right. The Jaden A list is coming to fast food. We're going to bring in my boy Ryan Compton, my boy Sam Flynn. We're going to count down our top five favorite fast food restaurants. See what we can do.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Jaden. I'm so excited to be here. My stomach is rumbling. Let's get to drafting.
All right. Jaden, let's hear what your first round pick is.
I'm going to start us off hot here, guys. All right. And to nobody's surprise, I'm going to have to go with my number one, the GOAT of fast food, McDonald's.
McDonald's, really?
McDonald's.
That's an interesting choice, man.
I didn't see that coming in first. I saw that coming in a little later.
And of course. It's easy for you to say that, right? Not everyone wants to give McDonald's the credit it deserves. But, I mean, he's been doing it for a long time. You know, he's been in the game since, I mean, what, the 30s, the 40s? I think, let's see, according to our...
1940.
Yeah.
He's got 40,000 locations in more than 100 countries. Some even compare him to Michael Jordan.
Wow. I would say... He is the Michael Jordan of the fast food world.
You think he's Michael Jordan of the fast food world?
I mean, you know, there's definitely going to be some debates like, oh, is LeBron better? You know, is LeBron better than Jordan? But I would say there's even less debates. Is Burger King better than McDonald's? Heck no. I mean, let me tell you, largest toy distributor. I mean, what do you think of? You go to McDonald's, Happy Meal, yeah, right? Happy and what's always waiting for you in one of those Happy Meals? Not just happiness, let me tell you.
That toy is there for you. But I don't know, I'm going to have to go with Five Guys as this.
Five Guys for your number one?
Wow, Sam's coming in with a little bit of a shocker.
I would have picked that as like my number three, but...
Number three, really?
I think I had him going number three overall as well, so
let's see. It's interesting, though, because like they provide tons of fresh ingredients. So I can see where you're coming from.
I mean, I don't know.
Those fries, though.
The fries are...
We did a little bit of on-site investigation, and let me tell you, when you order a small fry at Five Guys, what's waiting for you in the bag? A lot more than small fries.
They do dump in all those extra fries. I mean, it's not just really gives value. You your value.
Just value.
Let's talk about
really,
value for a second.
And a lot of people like to forget that when you're thinking about fast food restaurants.
In the fast food world, you need to think about value.
Like what?
Not just taste, but
value. Am I getting out of my food? Right.
Yes.
And I mean, nobody really wants to talk about this, but how about those peanuts when you're waiting in line? I mean, restaurant is going to keep you engaged?
Yes. I tell you, the peanuts are great.
I mean, you're sitting in line, you're thinking, man, I could really go for a burger right now. But you know what I could go for? Just a little less. Some peanuts. Bang.
Just keep you waiting.
Just waiting. Just tide you over just enough.
Yeah, just enough for when you get your burger.
That's all it takes, really.
So,
Ryan, what are you taking here?
McDonald's. Sam went Five Guys. And Jaden, you compared McDonald's to Michael Jordan.
Right.
For my number one, I compare him to LeBron. He's been in his prime lately. He's been absolutely cooking. He's been expanding so rapidly that other locations can't even keep...
A huge face in the league.
Other retails can't even keep up, and that's Chick-fil-A. Everybody likes Chick-fil-A. Let me tell you, even vegetarians, they have a kale salad for the vegetarians. Everybody can find something at Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, man.
And then if you like the chicken, it's just top-notch. Man. Best chicken in fast food.
The sauce.
I mean, I love
the sauce.
Inclusiveness. Yeah. I mean, if I could give Chick-fil-A one word, I might just say inclusiveness.
When you come in there, you just feel welcome. You feel like they want you to be there.
Not only are we talking about just the ambiance, but I like how you mentioned that, you know, the dietary needs,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I know.
They can provide for everyone.
That gluten-free menu. Bun. I mean,
it's
gluten-free
sealed.
Buns along with the breadless chicken. I mean, if you go in there, oh man, I've been gluten free my whole life, but I wish I could eat a chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
well, why don't you just go to Chick-fil-A then?
Exactly.
I mean, no cross contamination.
What a way to end off the first round.
All right, first round, here to here.
All right, we are back at it for draft pick number two. Let's hear from you, Jaden.
Oh, let's not get too hot there, Sam, because I'm going to be starting us off with the first pick in the second round of the 2025 fast food draft. I'm coming out with a banger here. No surprise to anyone. Consistent player. We've talked about Jordan. We've talked about LeBron. How about give me an Anthony Edwards of the league right now? I mean, really just a face that you're seeing put up points consistently is Raising Cane's.
Ooh, Cane's. That is a good choice right there. Cane's is just – Cane's is on top. You want chicken, good chicken, simple chicken. Cane's is the place to go.
I mean, okay? He's been doing it for a long time now.
I wouldn't say that, though. That's what I was just about to say. He's a relatively new player in the game. You look at these other guys. They've been in the game for a while. Like Chick-fil-A, he's been in the game a good amount.
That's not ridiculous Cane's to say.
Cane's came in 1996, Louisiana, and just – he's started to grow really fast.
I mean, really – I think according to our information here, they're one of the fastest growing fast food chains in the U.S. as of right now. I'm estimated around $2 billion annually as of 2021. When you're a new player that come into the league like that, and you're putting up points consistently every single game, I mean, there's something to be said about that. You know what I mean? You're getting your name out there, right? You're getting your face out there, and you're just touching the hearts of those you love. You know, your fans, you know, your family. And speaking of family, let's talk about the history of Raising Cane's. I mean, little known fact about this is Cane's is actually named after the owner's little yellow Labrador Retriever, Cane.
See, I got to agree with you on this one, Jaden. That was actually, Raising Cane's was my number two pick, so we're going to have to go somewhere else.
Tell me that doesn't just warm your heart. I mean, yeah. The only thing that warms my heart more than that is how Raising Cane's chicken warms my belly.
See, now I gotta have a hard decision. For me, though, I think I got to go with Panda Express for my number two.
Panda.
Kids.
Okay.
So, wow. Panda has a lot of locations, like all across, even exactly. Northwest, like somewhere you wouldn't think of for Chinese food.
A little bit of a cultural spin on the fast food game right now. I mean, you don't see a lot of fast food restaurants that are putting up that sort of diversity in the food.
Don't see
game,
a lot of orange chicken.
I mean, it's really
don't see a lot of
it's just burgers, fried rice. It's just chicken. And how often do you like you go to a fast food restaurant and you're like, yeah, let me get the orange chicken.
Yeah, no, it's completely different, and I mean, you get what you want over there, right? There's never any complications, never any complications. You just go, you get your chicken and your rice, and you're done.
I will say, I've never had a problem at Panda Express. Different fast food, been waiting for a while, haven't gotten food, have to wait in drive-thru lines forever, but man, Panda just delivers every time you want it to, and it never have any problems, never makes your stomach upset like other places.
I mean,
it's a good player.
I wasn't positive that it even had a drive-thru at first, and there was a little bit of a dispute as to whether or not that this player could make our list, but I know I wouldn't say it's really ridiculous for it to scratch the top five there. Not saying I would put it on my two, but...
It makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to respect a little bit of your game knowledge here, Sam, all right?
Let's hear from Ryan.
Let's hear what you're thinking, Ryan.
So for my second, I gotta go with someone, he's new as well, expanding to a lot of university towns across the country. And he's known for getting his goals, getting his protein in, getting his carbs, everything you need in one big meal, and that's Chipotle. Chipotle is a true player in today's league. The just amount of food that you can get, the amount of bang for your buck at Chipotle. Think $9 for this big bowl with rice and chicken. Mm. Get some veggies, get some guac, that's extra. But get some guac, get the cheese, get the salsa, whatever you want. And then you can eat that for two, maybe even three meals. That's some serious value.
I mean, that's an interesting player to me, Ryan, because it's like, I mean, yes, in theory, right? Because, I mean, it's kind of one of those players where it's like, you know, you look at him on paper and it's like, he looks great. I mean, he's benching a lot, you know, he's running a 4.240, and it's like, you go in to look at him, you know, as a prospect when he's, you know, maybe in the draft phase, you know, maybe he's doing the combine, right? And he's really performing quite well, but then it's like, you really go into the Chipotle restaurant, and I wouldn't necessarily say that every Chipotle employee is upholding that sort of name for their restaurant.
Everybody I've interacted with Chipotle has been super friendly, super nice. I always want to help me out, give me my best meal.
I mean, it's just interesting to hear someone say Chipotle. That's my guy for value. I mean, it's not ridiculous to say that Chipotle. They're bringing a lot to the table.
It's fresh ingredients. It's healthy. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to disagree with you here.
I mean, it's great for you, but
Chipotle made my top five. Okay. Chipotle, great value. You've got it's good food. It's what you need sometimes.
You know,
sometimes
I'm going to let you have
a little Chipotle.
I'm going to let you
just
have
need some fresh. You need some fresh in your life, and Chipotle is here to bring that to you.
Right.
Not a lot of cost, which for other fresh fast food restaurants, take for example, Sweetgreen. Sweetgreen costs a lot of money. They deliver some good food, but they cost a lot of money. Chipotle isn't like that.
I'm going to let you have it. I mean, the list is fluid. The list is fluid, of course. I mean, whenever we come into these games, like whenever we're drafting a list of this category, you know, this tier of list.
I'm with you.
Got to be a little bit of room for inclusivity.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Moving on.
Welcome back, fast food fans. No breaks, no stops. We're heading straight into round three. I'm pumped. I think the other guys are too. And yeah, let's just get into it, Jamie.
Let me tell you, Ryan, I'm happy to be into round three already. It feels like just yesterday we were starting this list, and so many great things have happened already. You know what I mean? We've talked about a lot of good players here. We've talked about a lot of good aspects, a lot of good elements, of course, right? So I'm going to bring that in, continue kind of that vibe, with my number three pick, Wingstop.
Whoa. Wingstop. I like Wingstop.
Wow. And I would almost argue to say that he's a little bit of an underdog player because he's just genuinely not talked about enough when the debate of the fast food GOAT comes up. And it's not crazy to say that he's scratching that top three, top two list
top
sometimes.
Two? Hey, you didn't put him on top two.
Top two.
I mean, it's really hard because there's just so many great faces in the league right now. But, I mean, Wingstop just has it all. I mean, I believe the most flavor of wings offered at any fast food restaurants. Lemon pepper wings, more than 8 million pounds sold annually. I mean, where do you find a player
when you see numbers like that, you know that even if he's a new player, kind of like Wingstop, he's a new player, he's around to stay.
I mean, like, when your influence is just reaching that far in the game, it's like, how can you even say that he's not going to be one of those guys? You know what I mean? Because he really just, he's proved his legitimacy to all of those haters that say that he couldn't make it in this sort of league. I mean, a wing fast food restaurant, even at that.
Yeah.
Not necessarily something you see every day.
The flavors, though, too. You look up there, there's that board, so many flavors up there. It's something you just don't get anywhere else.
Yep. Exactly.
I think that's a respectable place for that. Personally, I think Qdoba is a great number three pick.
Interesting.
Wow.
See, when I think of Qdoba, I just kind of think of not as great Chipotle, in my opinion. It's like the chicken might be better, but like everything else just doesn't
really
seem as fresh.
Chipotle's little brother, you know, in my eyes. I mean, it's like I'm not even sure he's on the top five of the all-time greatest Mexican restaurants. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna,
top five greatest
fast food
restaurants.
I'm going to have to disagree here. I think that... I mean, have you had that queso? That stuff's good, okay? That's, for me, that is what elevates Qdoba.
Interesting. I'm not a huge queso fan, so I can't really speak on that front, but...
Yeah, I think Qdoba is a solid choice. I think Chipotle, I would say, I do agree. I think Chipotle is probably better, but I'm going to have to draft Qdoba in here just to get a little bit of
a different
cultural
vibe.
I like it.
I mean, that's a little bit of a frivolous aspect, if you ask me. I mean, it's like, really what you want to see in a fast food restaurant is its foundational, you know, performance. And it's like, I just feel like, for me personally, Qdoba just isn't putting down the consistency that you need to see to win those games. I mean, games are won on layups, not three-pointers. So it's like, when you come out with a bang like that, with their queso, I mean, the fans love to see it. But it's really just like, the owners just don't. You know what I mean? They don't like to put their play style at risk like that.
Okay.
For my number three, I got to go with, it's another fresh pick. It's another good pick, in my opinion, obviously. But it's Panera. Panera Bread, they've been putting out good numbers. You go into Panera, you want something fresh. And I've been talking a lot about fresh, I know that. But you want something fresh, you want something good, not like greasy. You're not feeling big stomach ache after. You go to Panera. You get like a sandwich. You get some veggies, you get some meat, some fresh meat. Deli meat, and then you get a baked good, like a pastry or cookie or something. You just feel good after you've been in there, and it's nice and clean. The employees are happy; they're happy to help you.
I mean, I like how that sounds a lot. I mean, this guy's so freaky fresh over here. He should be talking about Jimmy John's.
I'm gonna have to disagree on this one. I will be honest with you guys. Panera didn't even make my top five.
Interesting.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe it's personal, but. I just don't see their food being up there. I mean,
see, and I'm not even necessarily saying he's one of the greats. You know, he's probably not on my Mount Rushmore of fast food restaurants. But it's like that's somebody you just got to keep in the back pocket for when you need him. You know, just when you're looking for a Hail Mary, you know, all the way downfield, it's like Panera's going to be there to make that play.
Like on a road trip, you need to stop. You need to get something quick. You've been out of town for 3, 4, 5 days, a week even, and you've just been eating burgers the whole time. You need something fresh. You stop.
I mean, give me
Panera.
Some variety. In
yeah, exactly,
game.
Exactly.
I mean, let's not forget about that mac and cheese either.
No, yeah, the mac and cheese is good.
I would even argue that's the greatest mac and cheese in the fast food industry today.
Wow, interesting.
I'm taking him as my goat.
See, now that you remind me of that mac and cheese, I might have to. I'm gonna have to agree with you guys.
I mean, it's just hard to compare. It's just hard to compare.
It's hard to compare.
Breaking news, breaking news. Sorry to interrupt your enjoyment of this beautiful beautiful production we have. But I'm just receiving word from our producer that we have a special guest with our cohort in the field, Jaden Simmons. Jaden Simmons is at the Simmons household with his dad, Jeffrey Simmons, a casual fast food enjoyer.
All right, thanks, guys. I'm here with my dad for the interview. I'll let him do a little introduction. All right, first off, what's your name? Where are you from? What do you do?
My name is Jeff Simmons. I'm originally from Roundup, Montana, and I am an aviation safety inspector, federal investigator with the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration.
All right, let's go ahead. Give me your top five fast food restaurants.
My top five would be, number one would be Subway, number two, Arby's, number three, Jack in the Box, number four is Chick-fil-A, yeah, and then number five, Hardee's. And the reason I like those is because number one, number two for Subway and Arby's, I like deli sandwiches best. They're not as heavy. They don't. They sit better with me than the other the fried foods.
Right.
Jack in the Box is really good because it's got a kind of a different type of menu than typical fast food restaurants. And then I like the Chick-fil-A for their chicken strips, and Hardee's has got that. Big hot ham and cheese, so I like that too.
And we are back in the research center where the picks are happening. Sorry I had to leave you guys for a minute there.
It was a great interview. Thanks for bringing
good interview. That. Yeah, Jeffrey Simmons, my
casual,
my personal father. You know how good my picks are. You know, he was the meat before me, you know, I would say.
The meat before you.
Really. And so it was great to hear from him. I mean, it's some interesting picks there, I would say, a little bit that maybe we don't agree with. You know, we're going to have to go over that a little bit.
It's kind of interesting because he mentioned a lot about fresh food, right? So I wonder if he'd like somebody like, say, Panera Bread, like something that's fresh.
You know, like something Jimmy John's might come up later in this podcast, subs, you know, something like that. I mean, that was one of his bigger picks. And I, you know, I got to say, I didn't really love the incorporation of those Chick-fil-A strips. You know, I wouldn't say that Chick-fil-A's known for its strips. You know, I would say
more chicken
that. More of like kind of a Cane's guy, you know, maybe you can give me like a Slim's guy, you know, something like that. I'm thinking chicken strips. But, you know, it's not ridiculous to say. I mean, the Hardee's, hot ham and cheese is—it's renowned. I mean, it's known by a select few. It's a little bit of a niche group, I would say.
And having the Jack in the Box in there just to have a different variety.
I like that a lot. I like a lot of variety.
Variety guy. Yeah, that totally makes sense to me.
Not a place you see often, but it's unique.
No, and really, we didn't. I don't think I drafted Jack in the Box. Not even in my top eight. So
I didn't have him at all.
I mean, I don't want to reveal too much too early, but I'm just saying Jack in the Box may not go in my top five. I'll tell you guys that right now for free. Sorry for making you guys wait. We're just building up that suspense, you know, keeping you on the hook a little bit. We got to reel you back in for these last two picks. And I'm going to start it off strong, keep you engaged, with my number four pick, Dairy Queen.
Man.
And I know you guys want him. I know you want him. But I'm taking him for my number four. I mean, it's really just a unique player. I mean, and Dairy Queen, it's a player that just never seems to do it wrong. You know what I mean? And you might say that he doesn't do it the best, but how often do you hear some Dairy Queen slander, right? I mean, I'm never thinking of Dairy Queen thinking of some slander. You know what I mean? He's always got his teammates, you know, his coaches, his fans, they're always supporting and uplifting him. They always have something great to say about him.
You see, that's interesting because, like, when I think of Dairy Queen, I think of the ice cream, obviously. Ice cream, best ice cream in fast food.
Right.
I will easily say that. But just the food at Dairy Queen, when you get, like, a burger there, it just isn't quite right. Or some tenders.
He introduces a unique aspect, you know what I mean, with his ice cream.
And he does.
It's something that I would almost say is the most important part of his game.
Kind of
probably.
His weapon.
Right. I mean, that's a great way to put it, Ryan. It's like, that's his secret weapon. That's something he's keeping in the back pocket for, you know, the last quarter of the game. You know, we got 10 minutes left on the clock, and time's a ticking down, you know, shot clock. And he's going to make a play here. He's just going to whip out his ice cream. Right, because I mean, I'm not necessarily saying his food is going to carry him all the way through the playoffs, you know, all the way through the championship.
No, I get you there. I get you. Makes a lot of sense.
I got to go with that. And I think that's a good reason why this is a number four pick.
Right. You know? He's a little lower on my list, right? But it's because he's working so hard. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's maybe a player that without his ice cream wouldn't be able to make it there, but he's just been been putting those hours in the offseason, right, to ensure that he could make my top five list. I mean, $4 billion in global sales in 2021. It's amazing, really, what he's doing with his ice cream.
Truly.
See, for my number four, I got to go with In-N-Out, okay?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out burger.
Simple burgers.
Interesting.
Okay? Burgers done right. They're fast. You're in and out. It's what you're looking for in a burger.
it's great service. It's, I don't know, it almost has like more of a presence than normal fast food restaurants. You see people walking around with In-N-Out t-shirts on. You see them with hats. You see them like posting on their Instagram. Like, think about the In-N-Out. Like, if we had an In-N-Out here, I'd support that. And like, yeah, really has a cult following, I'd say, more than a lot of other
fast food. I mean, you're always hearing whispers, you know, around the league, and it's like, oh, when is In-N-Out coming, right? Like, oh, I heard there's going to be In-N-Out. You know what I mean? Getting built.
Exactly. But
it's just something that
it makes a lot of sense.
It raises awareness in the league, and it definitely builds up the suspense for fans to be excited. You know, so it's come to the game for something to be excited about. Yep. Right? They just want to see him. They want to see him play. They want to see him succeed.
Right.
Nothing else to say about it. I mean, great prices, great restaurant.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
I like that pick, Sam. All
right, my number four. I gotta go with Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Great present. It's got. Let's see. As of third quarter 2023, Wendy's operates 7,100 restaurants worldwide. 83% of those are in the U.S. That's a lot of restaurants. Wow. That's a presence kind of almost unmatched except for, like, say, the big man himself, McDonald's.
Right, I mean, really.
But, like, you think about, I don't know, I feel like you think about the top, like, the two biggest restaurants. You think about the two guys in the game. That's McDonald's and that's Wendy's.
Right.
They're the two guys that have always been there, always been ready to serve you. And I don't know. Wendy's is pretty cool. Like, you, that's not a restaurant. There's not other restaurants like that that just have the different things that Wendy offers on their menu.
Right. I mean,
you think about like a baked potato. Where else do you get that in fast food?
Not
where you can get a burger, where you can get a salad, like with a baked potato. That's incredible. Right.
Right. And I'm allowed to cook there. I mean, it's like Wendy's is often overshadowed. I would say, you know, and if Ronald himself wasn't holding her back, I would say Wendy would maybe get a little bit more, a little bit more attention on her, you know, a little bit more time in the spotlight.
The square patties, the Frosties.
Right. Man, I mean, that's something unique. And, have it all. I mean, kind of similar to Dairy Queen. It's like the Frosties, the Wendy's Frosties. I mean, we should talk about that. It's just, I mean,
that helps them. I wouldn't say it's the Weapon X, just like Dairy Queen, but it really helps them get propelled to the next level.
I think Wendy's is definitely it's an all-rounder.
Yeah, exactly. It's an all-rounder. Everybody can get some that they want, that they like.
And, I mean, how about that PR team? That media team. They're
present. They're always cranking out.
They're kind of like Wingstop. They're always cranking out. In the field, but also online.
Yep, I mean, exactly.
They've always got something to keep the fans engaged, I'll tell you. And I've more than once sat in my helm and just let out a chuckle for a Wendy's Twitter post.
Or you see an ad on March Madness, you're like, oh, that's Wendy's.
That's got to be.
I mean, you see the square patty.
Exactly. It's a staple.
Brand recognition is really good in fast food, and Wendy's really does a great job of that.
Wow. We'll be back for number five to end it all off. We are back for the final round of the draft. We're going to wrap it up right here. Showstopper, close the curtains, tell the usher to get the people out of their seats because it's time to go home. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, my number five, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Wow.
KFC. I mean, the Colonel himself, right? It's just consistent. I mean, if I had to give it one word, it's just consistent. Because, I mean, there are no Canes, you know. They're maybe not even a Chick-fil-A in my book. But they're just fried chicken.
That's right.
They're just fried chicken. I mean, I want some fried chicken. Boom. Pops straight into your head. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken. And that secret blend of herbs and spices. I mean, how good of a player do you have to be that your weapon is not only unused by other people, but it's a secret. I mean, it's locked up in the vault somewhere. I mean, if I had access to the KFC vault, let me tell you, I'd be using it, but I don't. I don't because no one else does.
It's been a secret for the whole time. Like, it hasn't been leaked.
Right.
It's just part of who they are as a restaurant.
It's just so important to their image that they have gone through great lengths to make sure that no one else can do what they are doing. I mean, 25,000 restaurants, more than one of the largest fast food chains in the world. Also owns Taco Bell and Pizza Hut, but we're not talking about those guys here. We're talking about KFC. And
I mean,
an incredible reach as well. I mean, it's the most popular international market, right? With over 9,000 locations across the globe outside of the U.S.
That's influence right there. You want to talk about influence? That's influence.
For sure.
They know how to brand. It's a brand recognizable in multiple different countries. Right. That's impressive.
I mean, it's reaching out. You know, it's spreading its wings as good as it can.
You know, I got, for me, KFC, I see there, but when we talk influence, my mind instantly goes to Burger King. Okay. Burger King. 19,000 locations. Okay. You cannot downplay that.
I mean, that's boiling my blood a little bit, Ryan, let me tell you. I mean, that is blasphemous, if you ask me. Blasphemous. I mean, I am just not a Burger King guy. I mean, they call him the king, but he's a peasant in my books. He's not fast food royalty. I mean...
You want a burger, you go to Burger King, man. I don't know what to say. No.
I can't support it.
Okay, Burger King, you think about it. The chemically flame-grilled taste that you get in the burgers, it ain't bad. I'll say they're kind of tasty. But then you think about, like, anything else. Like, my Burger King experiences have just been, like, I don't know, mid-tier, I'd say. Like, the burger is good, but then everything else is, like, the fries, I don't like it. I don't like it a lot.
The Prince of Four Decisions, I'd call him, rather than the King of Burgers. I mean,
man.
Tastes like you heat it up in a microwave, let me tell you.
Okay.
All right, my last pick. I'm just going to throw in a last banger here. It's something you see in the airport and you're like, yeah, that's what I'm having for lunch. And that's Shake Shack. Shake Shack gives you great burgers. You just think about it. Like, you're in the airport. You want a good lunch. You see Shake Shack, you're going there. And, like, just the customization that you can have, like, the secret menu. You can have the peanut butter burger with bacon. Like, man, they give lots of good stuff. And limited time offerings, more digital integration. I don't know. Shake Shack's an all-around player. I wouldn't say it's the best person in the league right now, but he's got value. He's got potential.
I mean, it's a similar thing to where he's bringing something unique to the table, and we always like to see that. I mean, not a lot of other places are doing shakes, and not a lot of other places are making it their brand to do shakes, right? Exactly. I mean, they're doing shakes better than anyone else does shakes.
An up-and-comer, for sure.
Exactly.
Wow. I'd say that was a successful draft, boys. Thank you so much for being here with me.